Little Sugar Plum, are you excited about Christmas?
Yeah.
This is your second Christmas.
Yeah.
Have you stopped sucking your thumb?
No. I like to suck my thumb.
But you have learned to pray, haven't you?
Yeah. Sometimes I pray real hard.
And you pray in Jesus' name.
Yeah. My daddy says, always say, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name.
Listen, someone is coming.
Yeah.
Let's see if they are getting ready for Christmas.
Rock-a-bye, baby, there in the stall. God is your Father, He cares for all.
If God is your Father, why didn't He give you a good bed? I thought daddies were supposed to give good things. Come, I'll give you a good bed. Here, get into my doll buggy. We'll go for a ride.
Hi, Mindy.
Oh, hi.
Where are you going?
I'm going for a walk.
Who's in your buggy?
Well, it's someone pretend.
Oh, I like pretend. Will you tell me who it is?
You won't tell, will you?
Nah, who is it?
It's Jesus. You know, He had such a lousy bed, so I decided to give Him a good one in my doll buggy. Do you think He likes it?
Oh, yes, I'm sure that He does.
Well, I'll see you later.
Oh, Mindy?
Yeah?
Before you go, may I tell you a short story?
Will it take very long?
No, I'll keep it short.
Don't take long, because I don't want Jesus to have to wait.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl who had no father.
Yeah, I know how that is.
She needed a father real badly.
Why?
Oh, to help her know what is good and what is bad.
She knew that.
Sometimes we only think we know, and we need someone wiser to help us.
Oh.
Sometimes we need a father just to give us a hug and say, I love you.
Yuck.
The little girl's memory of a father were only bad things.
She didn't want another one like before.
That's true. But one day, a good father saw the little girl, and he said, I would be a good father for her, and she would be a good daughter. But how can I tell her?
I bet she wouldn't talk to him.
He found a way.
What did he do?
He sent his son to tell her.
He did?
Uh-huh. But the son had trouble getting to her.
Why?
He had to sleep in some awful beds. He walked until his feet were sore. And sometimes people threw rocks at him. Finally, they killed him.
Didn't he get to talk to the little girl and tell her?
Yes. He kept telling her, but she didn't believe him.
Oh.
She said, why would a good father send his son to sleep in that awful bed of straw in a manger?
Oh.
She said, why would a good father let his son be treated so badly?
Why did he?
Because the little girl wasn't listening. She couldn't understand how much this good father loved her until after the son had died.
Is that what God did?
Yes. He really is a wonderful father who loves you so much.
And He wants to help me know the difference between bad and good?
Yes.
That's why He sent Jesus to sleep in a manger?
Yes.
Oh. For God so loved the little girl that He gave His only begotten Son, that if the little girl would believe on him, she would have everlasting life with her father.
For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, that if you will believe on him, you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life with your father.
Rock-a-bye, Jesus, there in the stall. God is your father, he cares for all. Here is my heart for you to live in. Thank you for coming.